This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Captain, Cheektowaga Police were called to the Galleria Tuesday after an online group recorded a man saying he thought he was meeting up with a 15-year-old boy. Had Cheektowaga Police been monitoring this situation? And if so, how did it all come together?
So I'm not 100% sure if we've actually moved forward with an arrest and charges in that case yet. I don't have that information in front of me. But the important thing that I want the public to understand is with these types of complaints, when they come in, when they come from a social media influencer, there's no additional credence and there's no loss of credence that goes into the statements they make. What I mean to say is anyone who makes a complaint that says that a child is being targeted or attempted to be victimized by any type of crime, we're going to take it very seriously. Now, it starts with an investigation, and that's an important thing. Sometimes when social media influencers, they build a what they would call a case against someone, and then at the last moment they reveal this to law enforcement, it doesn't mean that we'll be immediately and initially able to take someone into custody and lay charges right away. What it does mean is we're going to start to collect evidence, we're going to start to collect information, and then we do have to build a case according to the burden of the law in order to make probable cause to make an arrest.
So I'm sure you've seen a lot of these watchdog groups. They're popping up on YouTube. This one I believe might have been on TikTok, but they're these vigilante groups that essentially they lure these potential predators to a spot. Do you encourage that? Is that a good way to help law enforcement, or would you prefer maybe giving tips separately and letting the law handle it?
So this is a pretty difficult area to wade into because categorically any type of vigilante work is always going to be frowned on by law enforcement. Our officers are extraordinarily trained in what they can and cannot do to operate correctly under the law and then exactly how we're able to build a case. Now, what makes this a little bit more complex is that anybody who's out there, they would say, well, but this is for children. This is to protect children. So it gets a little bit more charged. But just on its face, any person should not try to take the law into their own hands. They should, if they have relevant information of a crime that has or is about to occur, turn that information over to the proper authorities and allow them to run the investigation.
So did police have to be called to the mall when this happened?
We were called to the mall. This was not something that we were involved in up until the point that the social media influencer had met with this individual. And then at that point, he reached out to law enforcement and told us what had gone on to that point.
And you said no charges have been filed yet, right?
I'm not sure as we're coming into this morning. The important thing that I do want the public to understand is that sometimes, and in this case, this influencer, he's been fine with us. He's been very cooperative with our investigation. Sometimes what can happen is they have all of what this evidence that they believe they've collected. They build their story, and then they publish everything on their channel with the caveat of, well, look, I built all this evidence, and now law enforcement did nothing because they'll show that we will interview this other individual, and then they'll walk away. It'll be free of custody. But it's important to understand, just because we're not immediately arresting that individual does not mean we're not launching an extraordinarily thorough investigation. It does not mean that charges are not forthcoming. But like I was saying earlier, we have to build up to a probable cause standard to lay charges. If we don't do that, if we were just to say, okay, let's arrest him right immediately because it'll play good in the news, well, those charges are going to get thrown out of court and no justice is going to get done anyway.
In general, what advice do you have for parents to watch out for creeps like this online? There's so many ways for them to reach out now.
The most important thing for people to understand is be present in your child's online life. You have to. And it's not just, okay, they're in a chat group. It's Roblox. It's Snapchat. It's all of it. You have to immerse yourself in who they're speaking to because predators are out there. They are targeting children. And the best protective measure we have is heavily involved parents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.